Rich and Walt Knorr earlier. From helping to preserve MAP in past years and Pell Grant funding for students, to continued U of I support in Springfield for annual operations and capital needs, our advocacy strategies are having a positive impact. The last time I spoke with you, I introduced the UI Alumni Network, which was the Alumni Association's investment in a suite of online communities of alumni. Currently, there are 45 active community groups and a total of 225,000 alumni subscribers. That's nearly a quarter of a million alumni since the soft launch of this network in the third quarter of 2009, and well over a 30% market reach of our alumni base. This is a scalable, cost-effective way to connect and engage more alumni, and it's also generating a high volume of data in a very efficient manner, including the business contact information highly desired by the university's development community. There are approximately 680,000 living alumni with degrees from the University of Illinois. And when friends of the university are included, the total potential customer base, if you will, reaches more than 1 million. The better the quality of demographic, contact, and engagement information we have, the better we and the rest of the university can customize our strategies to be even more successful. On an annual basis, we estimate that 35 to 40% of all degreed alumni engage in some meaningful way with the university. So I've touched upon a few of the key engagement metrics used by our management team: alumni leadership counts, Illinois Connection advocacy, and participation in the UI Alumni Network. Additional metrics include the Alumni Career Center here in Chicago and online through our virtual Career Center, 600 plus alumni tour takers on more than 50 trips each year, hundreds of events managed by alumni volunteers, university personnel, or association staff, more than a million distributed magazines and electronic newsletters each year, more than 8 million email messages, and 3 to 4 million alumni profile updates made online through our online directory or other sources. One key reason to engage alumni, albeit not the only reason, is to generate private giving support, as we've just heard. The statistic here from the foundation shows the results of alumni participation in the just completed Brilliant Futures campaign. Our sources and uses of funds are worth noting as well to provide further context for the association's efforts. Alumni gifts and commercial affinity programs provide significant sources of revenue at approximately 45% of our total budget. The university provides the remaining 55%, including a direct appropriation of approximately $2.5 million, or 30% of total funding sources. The rest is primarily composed of in-kind funding for leases and state-provided employee benefits. The association uses 57% of funds for personnel expenses and 43% for programs and services, including alumni outreach, communications, and information management. As for benchmarking among peer associations for this initial report, we have selected three metrics to compare: operating expenses, net worth or reserves, and contributing members defined as life and annual members. The selected universities shown here participate in an annual industry-wide survey and provide a good subset of organizational structures and business models. This chart depicts our $7.9 million of operating expenses for FY 2011 that are slightly above both the mean and the median. This next chart depicts our net assets or net worth of $15.6 million as of December 31st, 2009. This is obviously well below the mean of $39 million and the median of $23 million. The next slide measures our total life and annual members of more than 89,000 at the end of the year 2009, relative to the peer sample median of just under 68,000. Of our total, approximately 10,000 were annual members and just over 79,000 were life members. The highest membership is 167,000, while five of the associations in the sample have less than 50,000 total contributing members. Of course, since we now market to all 680,000 alumni as members, we are more concerned with optimizing engagement than comparing contributing membership.
Warren, would you happen to know if